Right now, I'm very grateful to have on the line Greg Palast, a good friend who's been reporting on voter suppression for over 20 years. He's an award-winning investigative journalist, best-selling author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and documentary filmmaker. Greg just released an 8-part series of short video reels on the latest vote suppression tricks titled Jim Crow Reloaded. He's also launching the SaveYourVote.org website with partners Rainbow Push, the Black Voters Matter Fund, and the Georgia NAACP. Greg, great to have you on the air again tonight. Thank you for being here.
Well, it was only going to be great for a short time, given that the Supreme Court is on a tear to terminate democracy. We got some real dangerous scenes happening right now.
Yeah, it mentioned that as I was on the air, and our previous guest, Sasha Abramski, mentioned this tonight. The Supreme Court did issue some rulings on Donald Trump's quest to take over mail-in voting and have federal United States Postal Service control of who can vote. What did the Supreme Court say?
The Supreme Court basically said if Donald Trump wants to eliminate elections, he can do so, but they're not final on the ruling because there are two cases in front of them and they only ruled on one. So there's still mail-in voting. So here's the breakdown. Trump is saying you can't get a mail-in ballot. And understand how important this is. Half the people in America vote by mail these days. Half the people in America vote by mail, especially since COVID, and either put it in the mail or they get their mail-in ballot and put it in a drop box or they bring it to their for early voting to their station. But over half. If in the Black community, mail-in, drop box, and early voting is 70%. 70% of Black people vote early for good reason. They know that if they don't, they're going to be waiting 5 hours in line in Georgia and fainting in the sun, right? So we know who they're going after. The second thing is the methodology. Now, understand, the reason I'm all hyped up and about this is that this just happens to be the day that the voting rights groups with the Palast Investigative Fund, which is my organization, we're the investigators and technicians working with the voting rights groups. And like I said, NAACP, Black Voters Matter Fund, Rainbow Push, the Latino group SV Rep, which is the Latino Mobilization Organization. Today we launched something where you should all go to SaveYourVote.org, SaveYourVote.org. And as you mentioned, there's many things we're going to have at that site. But right now, democracy is on the line. And what I want you to do is grab some popcorn and watch a couple short movies. So we've creating a series of 8 films. 2 were launched today, 5 minutes each, and headed kind of hosted by Edward Ward. I would call him the new young Jesse Jackson, a brilliant guy. And we lay out exactly the 8 ways that they're going to try to mess with this election because they don't trust the voters. And it's not by accident that we have 2 of those episodes are on the mail-in ballot and what they're trying to do to prevent it because they know who uses those ballots. So it's people of color who are big on voting early because they kind of have to as self-defense. Now, the other thing is that you have to understand about what they're trying to do is they're trying to create citizenship lists. And we're not the Soviet Union. We're not Red China. We do not have citizenship lists in the United States. In fact, it's the right wing which tried to prevent having a national citizenship ID card. And now Trump's saying, well, he's going to create these things. Now, how's he creating them? They're starting with the Department of Homeland Security, where they're taking the list of people who've been deported. It's called the SAFE list. It's anything but safe. It's a listing of people deported. As you can well imagine, there's a lot of guys named Jose Garcia on that list, okay? And Lydia Rivera on that list. Now, why does that matter? Because it's a list of people who've been deported who happen to have the same names, common names in the United States. They tried this once before in the 2012 election, the state of Florida forced Obama to hand over the list, this safe list of people deported, so they could remove any illegal aliens on the voter rolls of Florida. They removed 176,000 voters from the voter rolls, a lot of Jose Garcias, 176,000. In the end, they found one single illegal alien voter, a Republican from Austria. No, not Arnold. One. Now you say, well, okay, all's well that ends well. No. Over 100,000 people never got their vote back. Mm. Because to get your vote back, you had to go into court, prove you're an American citizen to get your ballot back. Mm. Now, not many people knew how to do that, can do that, or are going to bother taking a day off of work to go to court to say, I've been an American, I've been here four generations, and now I'm asked to prove I'm an American.
Right.
And that's what they were doing. So they already know how this story ends. You use that safe list and no Hispanic voter is safe. Then, again, they start using similar lists, not only of deportees, and they're like looking at things like citizenship. If you 69 million, I was surprised by this number, but frankly, but 69 million women have taken on their husband's last name. How do you prove you're a citizen? Well, your birth certificate, and by the way, can't be a copy. It's got to be certified or original. A birth certificate or a passport. Now, as you know, two out of three black people don't have passports. 21 million Americans don't have passports or their original birth certificate. And we know who they are. The people that go to have passports are people who go skiing in Switzerland for their vacations. You don't have to question how they vote. Now, this is what we're facing. And so I'm asking you, go to saveyourvote.org, sign up, take the link, send them out. And they explain these eight ways. Now, we haven't done all the films because we're still in the middle of creating them all. We got the first two and pass them on. And that's because this ruling really, I don't care how it ends up, even if they back off. And I don't see the Supremes backing off on this one. But who knows? I'm not in their heads, except that they've really changed their black robes for white sheets. Anyone, I'm very disappointed in people like Ketanji Brown and the three liberal justices, because they were tiptoeing around saying, oh, this will create chaos, and it's the last minute, and the federal government doesn't really have authority over state voting. Stop whining. That's not the issue. They know exactly what they're doing. They're stopping black and brown people and poor people from voting. That's what it is. It is Jim Crow racism of the worst order. And I want to remind people, since the 14th Amendment, at the end of the Civil War, there's been no law on any state books which says a black person can't vote. Jim Crow was not laws that said you can't vote if you're black. They were tricks. For example, literacy tests where they, ask you to recite the Constitution and ask a white guy to recite Mary Had a Little Lamb. It's tricks. They never say black people can't vote. This is no different than the Jim Crow laws of 1890, the black laws, as they called them. This is pure, solid, racial vote thievery and nothing less.
This is all extremely sobering, angering, depressing. And I'm wondering if you have any hope that this and multiple other ways that Donald Trump is trying to interfere and manipulate the outcome of this election coming up in November can be overcome.
After all these years,
do we have some hope here as we conclude our program?
Yes, we shall overcome.
Yes,
and let's not forget Martin Luther didn't say we might overcome if we can overcome some obstacles, but we shall overcome. It's because you don't allow for the impediment. And let me remind you from 2020. In Georgia, they tried to eliminate a third of a million legal voters And our team, and I only, you know, we, when I say our team, it's a big team. We're talking, you know, ACLU, we're talking Black Voters Matter, we're talking NAACP. We reversed that. And that's the only reason Warnock, Reverend Senator Warnock and John Ossoff were elected. Now, it's not my job to elect these guys. I don't care. You vote for whatever the hell you want. They're not my senators. But we made sure that the Georgia voters got to choose their own senators. And also that's when Biden took the state and the White House, because of the actions we took. I went to Wisconsin, which was close, 10,000 votes. People never talk about the fact that the Palace Fund with Black Voters Matter, we were able to get the state of Wisconsin to restore 130,000 voters to the voter rolls, overwhelmingly Black people in Milwaukee and students in Madison, Wisconsin, and that carried that state. Again, it's not my job. I don't care who's going to win the state. I really don't. I really, really am nonpartisan. It's not my issue. I don't get involved in that stuff. What I do care about is, do people get the vote? So we were able in 2020 to change the scene in Wisconsin and Georgia, and that changed the U.S. Senate, changed the White House. Can we do it again this time? Can we protect voters? In 2024, I'm going to tell you, I'm sending out a newsletter today. If you go to gregpalace.com, you'll see. I admit, 2024, we got creamed. Jim Crow coming from 30 states. We were under-resourced, and we just got creamed. So we ended up with the, you know, with the re-coronation of the King of Orange. Mm. And so we got creamed. This year, I just got off the phone. I'm just speaking now with Gerald Grigg, one of the great trial lawyers in America, who is going to be working with us, NAACP, Rainbow Push, C.K. Hoffler, big trial lawyer. These are lawyers. I've talked to some other lawyers, but we're also looking at campaigns. For example, I'd like to get any mailman listening out there. Hello, if there's any mailmen listening, we need you to stand up with us, maybe even join a lawsuit that says, no, I'm not being paid to be a vote suppressor. I'm not being paid to be an election official. I'm not being paid to be screamed at by my neighbors. Where is my ballot? These guys are going to get all kinds of grief. You can well imagine.
Yeah.
This is going to be bad. So if there's a mailman out there that would like to join up, go to saveyourvote.org and let us know. Or, you know, go to gregpalace.com. So, yeah, look, you can't steal all the votes all the time, Scott. There's always hope. And it has never been easy, ever, ever. It just has never been easy in America to vote. I traveled the world, covered elections in 20 countries. And except for places like Zimbabwe and Red China, you don't see this stuff where you stop people from voting and throw away their ballots and don't give them their ballots. What other nation does that? What other civilized nation would do this?
Well, Greg, I want to thank you for bringing all this to our attention and this track record, which, again, brings us some hope. But we only got a minute or so left, and I did want to ask you to just briefly talk about your call to action, which is a re-registration drive, given the fact that so many people over the years, and you've reported and investigated all the tricks of the trade of voter suppression and people being thrown off the rolls, which is certainly in high gear this year by the Republicans. I wondered if you would just briefly lay out how you envision this re-registration drive to ensure that you, anyone listening tonight, can be assured that they will be able to vote on Election Day or through mail-in voting if we're not in the police state by that point.
Well, here's the thing is that, yes, so that's why I want everyone to go to saveyourvote.org and sign up, because we'll even tell you the steps you can take. Because one of the big things, you have a lot of voting rights groups that have these big registration drives. But the Reverend Jesse Jackson, you know, was my friend for 50 years, just passed away. I flew to Chicago to say goodbye, and unfortunately just missed him. But he had asked that we relaunch this campaign. He's concerned that, like, Rainbow Push was registering people, but they weren't getting on the rolls. Same that was happening with Stacey Abrams' group in Georgia. You register, but they don't get on the rolls, or they get wiped out later. 4.7 million voters in 2024 were taken off the voter rolls. Now, there's simple ways to get around it. Re-register. So that's the first thing. So people don't realize, oh, I've been voting the same voting station for 20 years. Oh, my God, please don't take that view. That's you are going double or nothing on your voting rights. Check your registration. I check right now. Every Secretary of State has a place to check your registration. And go to saveyourvote.org. We have a Democracy DEFCON page where you can, for your state, get the number where you can check your registration. Every state allows you to check online to see if you're still registered, if you haven't been challenged, removed, purged, blocked in some way. And again, millions of people show up at polling stations and they say, sorry, your name's not here. And they throw fits, or they get despondent and leave, or they don't know what to do, or they get a provisional ballot. And by the way, 1 in 3 provisional ballots is never counted. And so you want to take care of your vote before voting day. We want to take care of your vote. You don't want to say, where is my mail-in ballot 2 days before the election? Now, I was at the polling station with Christine Jordan, 92 years old, Martin Luther King's cousin. She was thrown at a polling station. They said she wasn't any longer on the voter rolls. They put her down as either dead or she'd moved. And she was not dead, and she hadn't moved. And I went to her house to make sure that she was still living in her voting address. Mm. Now, if she had checked her voting registration a month earlier, she would not have been thrown out of a polling station. Her granddaughter was hysterical in tears. This is Martin Luther King's cousin. She says, yeah. How could you do this? So please sign up, saveyourvote.org. Listen to my buddy Edward Ward lay out how you protect yourself. Join the campaign. Voting in America is a contact sport, and there ain't no honest referees. So this is your job. SaveYourVote.org.
Got it. Greg, thank you so much. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but we did cover some of these most important things you're working on now. So, as always, appreciate your critical work, especially in this extremely critical year of our election where democracy itself is at stake. So, thanks for all you do.
Stakes is high. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Take care. Good night, Greg. That's Greg Palast, investigative reporter. Long-time investigations on voter suppression, 20 years on the job, imparting some critical information right there about the upcoming election, mail-in voting, and the threats to our democracy. This is Counterpoint. Thanks for listening. Just one quick announcement.